straight after that.
Hey friends, this is Jim Bob Morris here. In this racing season, make it tequila at the track with El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day.
Now it's back to a lot of big fan experiences, a lot of action on the midway, just a lot that brings everyone back to what this is really about. This is a huge celebration weekend for America and drag racing, and no better place than to do it than here in Indianapolis at the Big Go.
Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN live from the epicenter of motorsports action as we have the U.S. Nationals. The Big Go is here, and the guy here to break out the Bandito is the one and only Flying Ryan. Welcome. I want to say welcome to the show, but welcome to your show.
That's right, man. I'm glad you're here. Glad everybody from Indiana, Illinois, and all over across the world is here to enjoy this wonderful day of racing. Had a little rain earlier this day that doesn't stop these fans from coming out. We got one of the biggest attended races of the year. This race is right now, it's got 980 competitors that are just here, let alone the stands are full. So we're hoping to go have another great run. We just had a really good Q2 session for both Chip and myself, and we're really looking to use that data and go improve our program.
We always talk, being live at an event, especially at a racing event, and I don't think there's any substitute for NHRA as the fastest and loudest. Immediate gratification on winners all the time. But this race specifically, being back since the pandemic, with all of those fans, talk about what this race specifically means for NHRA.
Yeah, this is great. It's getting everybody back to a sense of normality. You know, we all kind of had a lot of mixed news, mixed feelings about, you know, the pandemic. And, you know, I won the season opener here in 20 when COVID had just got started and we were still racing. And it was bittersweet because, you know, you got the trophy at the end. It was my first win ever. And it was like, here you go, Ryan. Let's get out of here, you know. And now it's back to a lot of big fan experiences, a lot of action on the midway. And there's just a lot, you know, that brings us everyone back to what this is really about. This is a huge celebration weekend for America and drag racing. And no better place than to do it than here at Indianapolis at the Big Go.
You mentioned America. I don't think it gets more all America than this race in here. Your crew chief Scott says you guys are like the underdog, right? Because there is a big disparity between maybe some of these big giant teams, your John Forces and all that, and then those teams that are here winning championships but still having to do a lot of the work. You're here helping to build the bike, tuning everything. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm here with my family. You know, we're close to home. I'm up at 6:30 this morning with my one-year-old girl. I'm walking the dogs. You know, the sun's not even up yet, and I'm filling up the generator with diesel. We're getting the pit cleaned up. You know, we're doing everything that it takes to just make this operation go. There's so much that goes into it aside from just racing. I mean, of course, my dad back home works countless hours, 7 days a week, a minimum of 12 hours a day. He's the heart of this team. You know, when we come out here, we do what it takes to make it happen at the track. You know, you got to put that horsepower to the ground, and that's a big challenge. You know, being the underdog means there's a lot of sacrifice. There's sacrifice at our primary business that was taking a lot of the burden for many years of financially supporting this team, and now we have help from great people at El Bandito, Yankee Tequila, and we're breaking out the Bandito, and we are going to definitely show this crowd what we can do with some local hometown support from Bloomington, Illinois, and Jim Bob, and everybody that's making this happen for us. So the underdog, yes, we are. We'll always be the underdog, but it is great to have some help and support from some local businesses that are going big, and no better place to go big than the Big Go. Yep.
Word on the street, of course, with the fans, too, is that even win or lose on the track, that you're a winner, you have the most beautiful bike in all of motorsports, right? And talk a little bit about that. We'll have pictures at WGNradio.com, and the t-shirts are up in the stands. I mean, it's real.
Sure. I mean, everybody wants to get behind something that's beautiful too, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot to it. My wife said when I first met her, boy, I love, you know, your bike's orange and black. That's great, you know? But you ever think about making it teal or aqua? I'm like, honey, come on. You know, I've been orange and black since I was born, you know, that we grew up in a Harley shop. And she got her wish, and everybody really, really loves the paint job. I've never heard so many fans, you know, praise our local hometown painter, Rob, who's from Danvers, Illinois, the town I grew up, who paints this beautiful job in his garage. You know, my grandpa turns 94 tomorrow, And he says to me the other day, who paints your bike? You know, has he got a big shop and big paint booth? I said, no, it's my buddy Rob from Danvers. He does it in his garage. And he's like, no way that he does that out of his garage, you know. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to putting on a good show. Everyone's here to be amazed and to be at awe. And, of course, 12,000 horsepower going down the track for the Nitro cars. The two wheels of speed, pro stock motorcycle class, laying it down with no roll cages, you know. But you want to see something different, and I think that we definitely put that together.
It takes a village, right? The teams. It's like a dream team, right? All the people that you have in on the team. Of course, the family side of things, too. And the world will be watching here. So people are going to hear this here, of course, on WGN 38 States and Canada. Hopefully, we'll talk to you again on Monday with a Wally, right, as you get your second victory here and your first one with the fans. So, Ryan, good luck with everything. Good luck breaking out the Bandito, and thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, I appreciate you very much, man. And let's go do it. Let's take one home for the big go.